Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine a rock that, you know, spent 250 million years buried in the earth, and somehow it turns out to be the ultimate zero electricity modern building hack.
It sounds like science fiction, honestly.
Right. But today's mission is exploring exactly why sandstone went from just ancient geology to the bedrock of Sydney's architectural identity. We are pulling some great product specs and guides from Hunter Pavers in Sydney for this. Okay, let's unpack this. Sandstone isn't just a decorative tile you, like, point at in a showroom, is it?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, you see it everywhere across Sydney, from those historic city facades to contemporary coastal retreats. But the real magic goes way beyond aesthetics.
Yeah, we're talking about the hidden functional mechanics of the stone, because there's this direct line between its deep time formation and how comfortable your backyard feels right now.
Exactly. It provides this incredible natural thermal mass.
Right, which is huge. If you look at something like granite, it just bakes in the sun, basically burns your feet. But sandstone is entirely different.
Yeah, sandstone stays wonderfully cool in the blistering summer heat. And then surprisingly, it retains warmth when the air gets cold.
It's basically a natural zero electricity air conditioner for your patio.
That is the perfect analogy. And the mechanics behind that are just fascinating. Natural thermal mass means the material absorbs, stores, and releases heat very slowly.
So it buffers the extremes.
Right. In a place like Sydney, with a wildly fluctuating climate, utilizing materials that passively regulate temperature is invaluable. You aren't just putting down a walking surface. You're actively managing the microclimate of your space without turning on a single appliance.
Oh, wow. So it's a brilliant climate regulator.
Yeah.
But how does it physically hold up to human activity? Like, if we're looking at a teak wood or Himalayan variety.
Well, those are great examples, and they're surprisingly accessible, usually between like $26 and $110. But what really stands out is the compressive strength. We're talking up to 70 megapascals.
Wait, really? 70 megapascals? That's serious.
It is. That means it can take a massive amount of physical weight and heavy traffic without crushing or breaking. Plus, it has excellent natural slip resistance.
Which makes it perfect for pool surrounds.
But wait, I'm stuck on something here. You just said this stone has industrial level strength.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the sources say we absolutely must seal it every 1 to 2 years and strictly use pH neutral cleaners. If it has 70 megapascals of strength, why are we babying it like fragile glass?
Well, what's fascinating here is the distinction between mechanical strength and chemical impermeability.
Okay.
You're exactly right about it handling immense physical weight, but sandstone, by its very nature, is porous. You know that warm, earthy veining that makes it look so elegant?
Yeah, I love that look.
Well, it also means the stone acts a bit like a sponge.
Yeah.
So the maintenance, the sealing, and those specific cleaners, it isn't about stopping the stone from snapping in half.
Oh, I see.
It's about protecting its internal chemical structure from salt and moisture damage. Ah, okay. So we aren't coddling a fragile rock. We're essentially waterproofing a highly porous sponge. We're protecting the chemistry, not the physical muscle.
Precisely. You are stopping it from degrading from the inside out.
That makes a lot of sense. So the maintenance protects the stone. But what's really interesting is that while we protect it, the sandstone is actually doing a lot to protect the environment.
Oh, absolutely.
Like sourcing it locally from New South Wales quarries. Like Maroota slashes transport emissions right out of the gate. And it's naturally hypoallergenic, fire resistant, and 100% recyclable.
Right, and you can even use thin-cut slabs for wall cladding. That gives you natural insulation without the crushing weight of traditional blocks.
And I do have a question. How does hauling heavy rocks out of the earth truly rival the efficiency of modern manufactured materials, like, say, perfectly printed porcelain?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it completely changes how we calculate efficiency. Yes, porcelain is uniform and requires minimal maintenance, but manufacturing synthetic materials requires massive amounts of energy. I mean, think about firing kilns up to 2,000 degrees, and you have these complex carbon-heavy supply chains.
So this is a huge energy sink.
Exactly. With local sandstone, you are stripping out that entire synthetic manufacturing process. You're taking a material straight from the earth that is already fire-resistant and infinitely recyclable and just applying it directly to a building.
So the energy expenditure of slicing a rock out of a local hillside just completely pales in comparison to baking synthetic tiles in a massive industrial oven.
It's night and day. The environmental footprint of producing and utilizing local stone is vastly lower. It's really an ancient, ready-made solution to very modern problems.
It really reframes the whole concept of what we build with. Sandstone isn't just a surface. It is highly functional, climate-regulating geology hard at work for you.
It's basically a living part of the home.
Totally. So we'll leave you with this. The next time you're walking barefoot across a stone path, enjoying that zero electricity air conditioning on your feet, consider this. What other ancient, naturally occurring materials should we be utilizing to solve our modern environmental challenges rather than always trying to invent a new synthetic?